This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, Mark, have you heard anything about what's going on over in Seattle?
The autonomous zone where the anarchists have taken over?
Yeah, I heard about it for the first time last night.
Well, if my experience in New Hampshire has anything to do with it, I suspect polyamory.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're into, but, you know, that's not a bad guess, I would presume. Are they doing it in the mayor's office, however? It appears they have stormed City Hall. This was as of yesterday, I believe. Demanding the mayor resign after driving police out of the area and declaring an autonomous zone. And that's why I do like to see the protesters storming the buildings that deserve to be stormed. They should be leaving alone the private businesses, whether they be corporate or locally owned, because the Minneapolis protesters have been targeting a bunch of different places. Now, I understand the rioters aren't the same things as protesters, so I should say the rioters have targeted a bunch of private property. Many of the protesters are peaceful and not damaging other people's property. But, you know, it doesn't make me shed a tear if these guys are going to kick the police out of the police station and take it over, or the same thing, in this case, to City Hall in Seattle.
If they take over the police station, are they then responsible for the remodel? Because here's my prediction.
Yeah, I heard they're remodeling it in Seattle to a homeless center.
Yeah. How long do you think it'll stay that way?
I don't know.
Do you think the police won't get another station?
Well, right now the police have been removed from the area, so I'm sure the police are probably going to do their best to take back their territory, would be my guess. They'll probably take it back with maximum violence. But
they don't need to take it back with maximum violence. These people will figure out, oh, we got this building, and now what do we do? You know, and they'll just leave it with poop in the hallways, right? And then the taxpayers of the great city of Seattle will then remodel it for the police, and the police, who've probably been complaining about this building having mold for the last decade, because that's what public employees do, get themselves a brand new spanking building, all thanks to the protesters who were supposed to, you know, supposedly against the police. It's almost as if they're in cahoots.
Well, that's an interesting conspiracy theory, Mark.
Conspiracy theory? That's the truth. It's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, but you were saying suggesting they were in cahoots.
Oh, yeah, they're in cahoots. These protesters want more government.
Well, I don't know.
And they're going to get more government. Now, will they get exactly the form of government they want? No, because they live in a fantasy world about what the government could be like. This is how statists are. Statists believe that the government is going to function the way that they imagine it's going to function. But when you create an unaccountable bureaucratic organization and that's, you know, contains a monopoly of on privilege, expect things to go poorly.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to try to speak for all of the people who might be involved in this, Mark, because you
probably haven't. Oh, I wouldn't speak for all of them.
Spoken to them. You probably don't know.
Many of them that I hear interviewed use terms like democratic. Mm-hmm. So I don't need to hear from all of them. I only need to hear from most of them, or some of them, or the leaders of them. And the things that I have heard from them up to this point have been incoherent on a philosophical level. I mean, I get the whole "I don't want to get shot" thing. That's fair. Who wants to get shot? But beyond that, it's like solutions that, you know, we want to see community policing or things like this. And okay, let's see some proposals on what we're going to have. But, you know, I'm not seeing much. I will a critique on the other side is people have been asking for reforms from law enforcement for a long time. Sure. And they keep getting told, nuh-uh, over and over again. So, you know, when you don't listen to your constituency, expect problems.
Right. Yeah, I guess, I mean, you're probably not wrong in what you're saying, that these people who have taken over the Capitol Hill, what they call it, they're calling the CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, you're probably right that many of these folks do believe in big government. They probably do. But at the very least, they probably agree with us on police accountability.
They probably call government community.
Maybe. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't spoken with them personally. I don't want to jump out on a limb and say I know what they stand for, because I don't. I haven't seen. They do have a list of demands, so we could probably get into that.
Let's go. Get into the demands. I want to hear it.
But I want to talk about what actually has transpired here, and there are a ton of potential news sources here. We're going to start with Seattle protesters storm City Hall and demand the mayor resign from Fox News. Hundreds of protesters, aided by a sympathetic city council member, stormed Seattle City Hall Tuesday night to demand the mayor's resignation just days after seizing a six-block downtown zone that includes a shuttered police precinct. Okay, so the police precinct was already closed. Okay.
Brave warriors, these.
Demonstrators remained peaceful without reports of violence or injuries, but are pushing Mayor Jenny Durkan to step down if she refuses to defund the city's police department. Protesters continue to camp out in the self-declared Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, a region spanning six blocks and encompassing the precinct, which has effectively been abandoned by law enforcement after Seattle Police Department closed it on Monday. Okay, so actually they just closed it. So they closed it because of presumably the pressure from the demonstrators. So it wasn't like it was closed for weeks. For more than 2 weeks following the death of George Floyd, hundreds of demonstrators have taken to the streets, as we know. Sunday night, a protester in Capitol Hill was shot and wounded, and in another incident, a man drove his car through a throng of protesters and opened fire when a demonstrator approached his car window, according to the police. So, according to various different sources here, we got Como News reporting that it is now in its third day, the CHAZ movement, Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, demonstrations remaining peaceful. Wednesday's protest featured people playing music and dancing, and once again a movie was played on a projector at nighttime, all while keeping a message of police reform in mind. Mariah Marshall said, quote, "We have a voice out here, we have a presence." She's been coming to the site for a week. Now, I heard from my roommate here today. He works for a company. We're in Keene, New Hampshire. We're not in Seattle. But the company he works for is based in Seattle. And their headquarters is apparently located in the autonomous zone. Or this the woman that he knows house might be. Sorry, it might be her house that's located there. Anyway, somebody he knows from work is in the midst of this. And according to what she said to him today, she said that everything's peaceful. It's just like, you know, business is as normal. People are going to work. People are doing their thing. It's just there's no cops around, essentially. So that was nice to hear.
I suppose. I mean, you know, like, the thing is I'm not taking a stance on this. I believe that I want to see this come out in the wash. I'm of the opinion that very likely I am on neither team. So why should I root for one?
Oh, I'm in favor of definitely upsetting the status quo. So I'm absolutely rooting for the autonomous
zone. The status quo is how people make a living, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you have a...
Well, I'm sorry. You're making a living off of a situation.
No, I'm not talking about the police. I'm talking about what they, you know, like a stable government. So you can't...
According to the lady that that my roommate knows, everything's fine.
Yeah, but it's not stable,
there.
Right?
You know. Everybody's going to work. Everything's fine.
Is advertising being sold? Because I can tell you advertising's hit the tank.
Well, that doesn't have to do with the autonomous zone.
I don't care about the autonomous zone, Ian. I'm talking about the nation.
We're talking about the autonomous zone.
The autonomous zone is a pimple, you know, one of the little chicken pox of a whole disease that is taking over the nation.
And what's that?
Whatever this protest is, whatever,
you're saying the
whatever
protest
it
is a disease. You're likening it to a disease.
Yeah, sure.
So you're suggesting that the status quo is better than having people doing
If people could
protests?
Make a living during the status quo, then yes. If people are going to have a difficult time finding food and medical care during whatever the change is, then it's bad.
Have you seen that happening because of the protests?
I don't know if it's because of the protests. The protesters
it's because of the COVID,
of the COVID knockdown.
Why are you blaming the
it's
protesters?
It's all together.
There's more coming up.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of a bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DinoVite.com.
Dinovite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dinovite onto the food, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dinovite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dinovite at DinoVite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free. If you want to weigh in on what's going on in Seattle, Is this an important situation? I say yes. Mark's just sort of dismissing it as though it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything.
The protesters who have taken over six blocks of one of the cities, or one of the America's largest cities.
Is it the police precinct, or is it six blocks?
From what I understand, six blocks, the autonomous zone, which we can tell you more about coming up here, includes the city hall and includes police department as
well.
Oh,
yeah,
well.
I'm sure they have city hall. Do they have the city hall building?
Yes, sir. They took it over.
Well, I'd like to hear about that. So they closed down the city hall building and then the protesters took it over, or they took it by force?
From what I understand...
Because they had said on this police precinct that the cops closed it down and left.
That's correct.
And then the protesters took it over.
That's right. That's what the police did with the police precinct. You're correct about that.
So I'm curious what happened to the city hall, too.
According to the story we read earlier, it was an insider at the city hall, somebody on the city council who was supporting the protesters.
Just popped open the door?
Apparently let them in.
Right. Hoping to take over the mayor's position?
I don't know what they were hoping for, but maybe they didn't get what they were expecting. I don't know, but apparently they have taken over the Capitol, what they're calling the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in a moment. And what's going to happen in Vegas? Well, we're expecting to be there in July for two conferences that are happening the same weekend. One of them is Anarcho-Vegas. The other one is Crypto-Vegas. It's a couple of events, basically organized by the same folks, but with two different kind of focuses. And there's going to be a bunch of great speakers. And in the physical location, this isn't some sort of Zoom thing. Like, these people are coming to this conference, from what I understand. Juan Galtz, Anastasia Sergievina, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. They're going to be speaking at Crypto Vegas. And then at Anarcho Vegas, you get to see Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovins O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and others. You can go to anarchovegas.com and cryptovegasconference.com to register for the events. They're each $20.20. And you can use code FTL to save 10% off of VIP tickets July 18th and 19th. You can join Free Talk Live broadcasting from Vegas at Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas 2020. Again, their websites, anarchovegas.com and cryptovegasconference.com. According to Como News, which is a big station, TV and radio station out there in Seattle, protesters spent a second night into a third day occupying several blocks around Capitol Hill in what's become as the CHAZ, Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Again, there were a lot of people playing music and dancing, movie played on a projector at night. Tensions remain on how to handle the situation and what comes next, with Seattle police worried that by abandoning their East Precinct in an effort to de-escalate the conflict, it's left the city with reduced police service. But it seems like people in the six-block zone are just fine.
What are
the
protesters going to do if the liquor companies don't make deliveries?
Well, I haven't heard that that's happening, Mark. From what I understand, everything is as normal within the autonomous zone.
It sounds like there's parties in the streets.
Yeah, it's just that sounds like they need some more liquor. That sounds like what people should be doing. You know, if you've just gotten the police, the occupying force that has the monopoly on violence over a particular landmass, which you've pointed out before.
Sure.
If you've just gotten them to give up their East Precinct building and leave your zone, you've had a major success. You should be partying in the streets. If nobody got shot in that process, that's definitely worth throwing a party at.
In World War II... it was basically a conflict between Stalin and Hitler. Who was the good guy?
None of them.
Oh. So the party that the Russian soldiers had in Berlin, where they raped a whole bunch of German women, was bad and wrong.
No doubt. I don't think anyone's accusing anyone here of rape, though, so it's not really fair to draw that comparison.
We'll see.
Okay.
You know, parties that go on into the night having hundreds or thousands of people, liquor-fueled parties, It could happen.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I haven't heard anything about anybody getting their buildings burnt down or anything like that, Mark. So, again, a report. I mean, you're sitting out here in Keene, New Hampshire. You don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, there's no protesters coming through my town, that's for sure.
You don't really know what's going on out there.
I don't. All I'm doing is getting reports.
Right.
And I have some general idea.
I gave you a report from somebody who actually lives in the autonomous zone.
I've been to Seattle, so
not in the last week.
Nope. And, when I was there in the area, I said... take me to your anarchist communes as a joke, because then you knew these things existed. Mm-hmm. More probably likely Portland, but whatever. So I'm curious about this. I'm curious to see how it goes, but I think they're all just slinked back into the darkness in a few days.
Okay, well, I guess we'll see about that, but for right now, they've taken the ground, and I may not agree with all their politics, but you know, the idea that, Mark, that you can't see the value in what's happening here, that's too bad. If you think that the status quo is something worth keeping up,
I don't see the value.
It's not a good thing to see people standing up against the police state like this. This is an incredible victory.
Ian,
you know, it doesn't matter if they don't have the same politics.
It does matter.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
That is a ridiculous notion that gets people assassinated in the night. You're a moron if you believe that crap.
Why is that?
Because, look.
So what you're saying is you won't work with people you have a disagreement with?
If somebody wants more government than the status quo, I do not wish them well.
Okay, but what if that person wants less government on the current issue?
What is the issue?
Let's say the war on drugs, the police state.
I think that that's fine. It's and if you see some results from a political standpoint, then that would be great. I don't know that this taking of 6 square blocks in Seattle is going to make a difference in that area.
Well, it's made a difference so far. The police aren't there. That's a difference, isn't it?
A lot of
us would welcome a situation like that.
The police left their precinct.
Yeah, they abandoned their territory.
And it will be rebuilt in opulence for them.
Maybe it will. I don't know about
that. Believe their union.
They haven't burned it
down. Their union is going to work with these commies that took over this this little segment, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, the police have to have a nice place to work.
You think the police are going to be friendly to the people that took them out of their building?
I think that...
You're just delusional.
They'll be welcomed back with palm fronds.
You're saying the protesters are going to welcome the police back?
Absolutely.
I don't think you know who they're talking about.
The people at the top of the government will say, hey, you know, we're making this change, this change. The protesters will have figured out after the course of a few days that holding a piece of ground doesn't make any sense, that there's no profit in it. And that they will then be like, okay, time to make a deal. And they'll make the deal. And then the police will be welcomed back.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go like that. And
okay.
I guess we'll see over time how it does transpire. But I think you're kind of disconnected from what's going on.
I think you're disconnected when the enemy of your enemy is your friend.
That's just politics,
it's
got to work with who you can work with.
Not in this case.
I fully support what these people are doing out there. I don't necessarily agree with their politics, but if they've managed to disengage the tick from the back of, you know, its victim. In this case, they've removed the police physically from an area. I mean, that is an almost unprecedented victory, with the exception of Minneapolis, where they literally, you know, set the place on fire. I have not heard that happening here as a result of this, so I don't know if they're going to have to rebuild the police department. But
I'm sure that these guys are cleaning the bathrooms right now.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. Trump has weighed in, suggesting that he may send in the military to take back Seattle. So we'll see what happens, although the mayor is objecting to that and calling Trump's threats illegal. So it's a very interesting situation. Mark sounds almost like he's on the police's side, which is sad. 855-450-3. But your true colors are coming out, huh, Mark? More coming up.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Thursday, President Trump spoke about the economy and police reform.
Radical efforts to defund, dismantle, and disband the police. They want to get rid of the police forces. They actually want to get rid of it. And that's what they'd do, and that's where they'd go. And you know that because at the top position, there's not going to be much leadership. There's not much leadership left. Instead, we have to go the opposite way. We must invest more energy and resources in police training and recruiting and community engagement. We have to respect our police. We have to take care of our police. They're protecting us. And if they're allowed to do their job, they'll do a great job.
Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow lost 1,862 points to finish at 25,128. The S&P fell 188 points. And the NASDAQ dropped 528 points. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate Judiciary Committee voted along party lines on Thursday to give Chairman Lindsey Graham authority to issue subpoenas against dozens of Obama and Trump administration officials tied to the Russia investigation. Democrats hotly objected to the South Carolina Republicans' effort to gain subpoena power during a debate that carried over from last week when a vote was postponed. Former Vice President Joe Biden is spreading conspiracy theories on late-night TV. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden says his greatest concern right now is that President Trump is going to try to steal the November White House election. In an interview on The Daily Show last evening, Biden said he's worried that some votes won't be counted. The former vice president and presumptive Democratic presidential candidate saying that Trump has already cast doubt on the use of mail-in ballots as being legitimate.
Biden also claiming that the president may not accept the election results. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855. Oh,
what is that noise?
Hello? Oh, sorry about that. 855-450-FREE. That was my bad. 855
professional broadcaster, ladies and gentlemen.
450-3733. That was our Discord caller, and we're going to get to him. Sounds like he's there, so we'll get to that coming up here. It's Ian and Mark in the studio tonight, and, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want. Also, want to make sure you know about Divvy. It's the next-generation wallet coming from Divvy, and it's coming at some point. In a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies right in the mobile app. Fiat's like the dollar, for instance. And you'll be able to withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I. Project.org.
We saw a huge spike in the value of Divvy in the last few days, right?
I saw it, and I showed it to you. But
well,
yeah,
that's how we saw it. Thank you for keeping an eye on it.
Actually, I wasn't keeping an eye directly on it. I saw it in a newsletter that I get. You know, those like one of those crypto newsletters. I get it from CoinGecko. And they've got, like, the biggest gainers, you know, like the top five gainers of the day. Divvy was in there 2 days in a row, and I'm like, something's going on. So I pulled up, the old market cap apps and looked at Divvy, and let's see if it's still where it was yesterday.
It's not like I didn't tell you, folks.
Yeah, if you had Divvy, you're like, within the last month, you're way up.
Right, like five times the value?
Yeah, like almost five times the value. Four, let's say, let's call it four times.
Four and a half.
The value.
Compromise?
So, yeah.
You don't like compromises, do you?
Now, of course, nothing lasts forever. Maybe it'll go down from there, but you never know. Maybe it's on a big rise. Who knows what the future holds for Divi, but they've got some cool stuff they're working on. So go check them out. Learn more about it. DiviProject.org. Let's go to Steve. He's in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live listening to KFPW.
Hey, guys. How are you all today?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
All right. So about everything going on in Seattle, I haven't seen a whole lot of news coverage about it, but just from what I gather, it's just a bunch of hippies. I don't think they took over the police. The police just left and said, y'all can have fun for a little while. We'll be back. I don't see this. I agree with Mark.
Right. I think if there's a conspiracy here, I think it's the police got together and said, hey, we'd like a new station, wouldn't we? Like, that's the conspiracy I see.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's entirely possible. But, you know, I listen to you guys every night on the way home. Of course, there's different hosts and different folks on. I've called a few times just with questions about libertarianism. I'm a Southern boy. I'm a conservative. Mm-hmm. I hear also yell at the radio a lot because I'm like, what the hell are y'all thinking?
I'm that kind of lunatic. I yell at the radio, too.
It's like since I can't watch football or baseball, I got to yell at something, right?
Yeah.
So this disdain that most of your people on your show have for the police, it kind of blows me away. You know, I agree that there are bad cops out there, mm-hmm. but I'm a firm believer that 70% of the population are pretty good folks, and about 20% of them are just a-holes, all right, 20 to 25%, and then 5% of people are just evil. And you can pretty much break that down plus or minus a few percentage points in any direction in any job. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but the difference is with the police, they can use violence against you. So if there's a roofer who's...
But so can I.
Right, but you can't use violence without punishment, right? Like, so if you use violence on enough people, somebody's going to shoot you. And then
I understand that. But I am a 6'2", 290-pound Lebanese dude.
Okay, so they'll shoot you twice. I'm not talking about the cops. You said you can use violence on people. And, yeah, you can use violence on people, but... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I don't look like a white dude, but I'm not a black guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been pulled over, and I hand the officer my license and my concealed carry permit. He sees that I don't have a record, and there's never a problem.
That's nice.
I've never had an issue with the police. I have many friends. A good friend of mine is the chief of police here. Mm. And, you know, they try to, they try to help the homeless people. They try to. And maybe not every city is like that. I'm just telling you my experience.
Yeah,
where I
mean, in some cities, they make the homeless life a living hell, as we were discussing.
Usually
last night.
That has to do with the city councilors or whatever. It's not like cops
are
just decided.
Well, no, it has to do with the police, because the police do the bidding of these councilors. They do the bidding of the state.
Agreed.
The state bureaucracy.
They are the tip of the spear, right?
And they could use discretion and say, no, that's okay. We've got other things to do. We've got murders to go after.
If they choose
to
use discretion, that also points to the problem. So here's what my problem is. It's not that the police exist. By no means. We need security forces in order to keep our lives stable and profitable and all those things. My problem is that, you know, police departments don't work inside the marketplace, so they can't be flexible as to how much security they provide in this area and that kind of thing. What we see is that, you know, next to schools, police departments are the biggest, greediest eaters of funds. Mm-hmm. And they'll figure out all kinds of different ways to consume those funds. In many cases...
And you'll pay.
If a town just hired a security force like Whack and Hut or any variety of these things, they would... You wouldn't see the problems of sovereign immunity and qualified immunity. You wouldn't see the problems that surround the pensions and the costs and all this stuff. Look, I say this as a firefighter and a guy who pays attention to budgets, is that it's not that I dislike these guys. I just would like their funding to be more voluntary.
Yeah, I mean, I got Steve, you said that we don't like the police or whatever. I find many of them to be likable. I've met most of them here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I'm on a first name basis with a bunch of them. So, you know, they are human beings, but as our really in-depth story that we had last night, which was written by a former cop who calls himself a former bastard cop, we got into it. We basically spent the entire show on this article last night.
Yeah, I listened to most of that.
Yeah, I mean, so what he points out is that even if there are good guys in the police department, they're disincentivized from doing the right thing and, oh, I don't know, turning in the bad ones and, you know, reporting the bad ones when they do bad things and hurt peaceful people, which he witnessed numerous times in his experience there, and he himself did actually engage in. So, I mean, you got people who are cops who will tell you that the corruption rises through the ranks, that there's, you know, that the good cops, if they exist, are too afraid of the bad cops to actually do anything about it. And so then you've got a situation
where... I think it's like that in pretty much any workforce, though. I mean,
here's the difference. He brought this up before, and I didn't have a chance to respond. If it's a roofer who's attacking another roofer or, you know, causes an issue with a customer or something like that, the customer can say, I'm not paying you for this job. You killed my dog, or you know whatever it was that the roofer did.
Right.
You can go to court in that particular instance. If the roofer starts to attack you, you can defend yourself against the roofer. You can shoot the roofer dead if necessary. If you were under threat, your life was under threat. And the average person, the jury looking at that, is likely going to say this was a justified use of defensive force. But if you do the same thing against the police, you're dead. You're just not going to survive it. They know they can get away with murder. They know they can get away with rape. They know they can get away with stealing things. So it's not fair to say the police are the same as any other business, because they're not.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but what I'm talking about is the business side of it. And look, I agree with accountability. I think that what happened to George Floyd was obvious to everyone who saw it, unless you're just a flat-out racist, that the cop was in the wrong. I don't think that anybody disagrees with that. I mean, I don't even understand who they're arguing with, because anybody that saw that video knows the guy was wrong.
No doubt.
So I have no problem with him being punished the full extent of the law. Now, I think what you get into when you have a corporate structure, and it doesn't matter the business, whenever you have newer people coming in and they may see things that maybe they know are wrong or they disagree with, but they don't want to say anything because they don't want their job to be in jeopardy.
Hold that thought,
Steve. I got a question. Yeah.
If you can hang on, I would love to continue this conversation, so do stand by. 855-450-FREE. Mark, make a note of your question so we don't space on that. And your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. It's Free Talk Live.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. You want to weigh in on the Seattle Autonomous Zone, Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, the CHAZ, as it's being called, now entering into day three of protesters taking over six blocks of the city that apparently includes City Hall, as well as the what they call the East Police Precinct, which was abandoned by the police earlier this week. Ian and Mark in the studio with you tonight. Also want to say thanks to... I don't think I can say this name on the air. It's spelled N-O-B-L-S-H-T. So you pronounce that however you want. But thank you to N-O-B-L-S-H-T for contributing to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And he or she is doing $5 per month, which is the silver level AMP. And that helps us get on new radio stations and bring new internet listeners on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that is worth $5 a month to you, you can do it with PayPal, with credit card or debit card, and then also Bitcoin BTC if you prefer at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool benefits and perks as a result of you joining the AMP program, and that includes things like the AMP call-in line room and supporters chats on our Discord server. Go to ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Fort Smith, Arkansas, KPFW listener Steve is on the line, tuned into the FM side of that great station down there. So, Steve, Mark had another question for you. Mark, can you recap or spit that out?
Yeah, so you made the unassailable position that the Chauvin, the cop that killed Floyd, anybody who looks at that can see that that's obviously unacceptable police behavior. I've got I'm curious about the, so they've charged everybody, every other cop that was standing around too. Yeah. And there were two noob cops there with less than a year's experience from what the information that we can find. And at least one of them said something to the effect of, hey, I think you should get off of him.
Did they?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I'm just curious. I'm really seriously curious. Does this mean that, you know, was this a step taken in order to, to me, this may, put him in a position where he can make a pretty good argument that, hey, you know, I tried.
Well, that's not trying that hard, but.
Well, he didn't shoot the guy.
No, the question? Go ahead, Steve.
He could, you know, I don't know what his seniority is. I don't know what it, but I mean, obviously he was, if that happened, I haven't heard that report, but I don't see as many reports as you guys do.
Yeah, that, you have a real job.
Yeah, I'm trying to sell cars all day.
Thank you.
So, you know, if that actually happened, then, I mean, I just think, A, it shows his humanity
a little bit.
And B, you know, it maybe shows how scared he was to step out of line and maybe to a senior officer and be like, hey, you don't need to be doing this. But, you know, and look, what you said earlier about cops are different because they have the ability to use force, you're completely right. And I'm not saying that you're wrong about that. My point was that it's, you know, it could be construed that way in any job, when you're in the position where you have to point out to someone who's in charge of both of you that someone who's been here much longer than you is doing something they should not be doing.
That makes
it difficult. That's a very difficult position to be in. I've been in that position. It's not fun.
And it doesn't usually go well.
No doubt about it. But in any other job, it usually doesn't involve someone having the life choked out of them. You know, whatever it is
exactly
that the supervisor's
right.
doing that he's not supposed to be doing, it probably isn't going to result in a dead body on your hands.
Yes, you're exactly right.
But this comes back to what I was saying about the corruption rising through the ranks, and these other guys who might otherwise want to do something about a thing are so scared.
Here's what I think happens. These guys start to see that, you know, well, maybe we are a little above the law, and then they get braver. And, you know, that's just human nature. Whatever position you're in,
if you're above the law, it certainly will attract those people. That's
the
thing.
It's the same with how many of you guys have children?
I got one.
Okay. How old is this child?
He's 12.
12, okay. When they were younger, if they could get away with a little more and not get in trouble, were they going to do it?
I think that's still the case.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And it's going to, I've got one that just turned 18 on Saturday and one that'll be 17 in September. And you have to say, no, these are the rules. This is what you're going to do. If you go outside of that, there's going to be consequences.
Tell them they can be charged as adults now.
Yeah.
You're 18 now. Come at me.
Steve, if only we could do what you're talking about with the police. We don't have any way of telling the police there are going to be consequences if you are stepping out of line. Okay. Because if we did, then that would help, right? Like if we had the ability to say, okay, Fort Smith Police Department, you guys are hurting too many peaceful people. We're just going to withhold our payments on your services because you're not doing a good job. And then they wouldn't get paid.
Ways to do that. There are ways to do that by, you know, getting involved in city council, getting involved in local politics.
Have you tried that?
No, I haven't because I haven't found that I needed to yet.
Because it is a system that is designed to be unwieldy and almost impossible.
So what you're saying, Ian, is that the reason that you appear to be cheering on whatever is going on here, the protests versus the police and these sorts of things, are you cheering them on?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. If I were there, I'd be down there hanging out.
So you are cheering on these things, and you appear to be cheering them on. Is the reason that you think that this is a message sent to the police and it will result in something good by the police? I mean,
not at all.
It might.
I don't know what the police are going to do. I suspect they're going to come in and break
some heads. All I've been commenting on is the protesters. I don't care if they break the commies' heads. All I've been commenting on is the protesters. If the protesters win...
You don't know if they're commies.
There's a lot of commies there.
There probably are, but you don't know. You haven't talked to them.
They're definitely commies.
Fine. No doubt.
I am making a blanket statement based on my biases, okay?
I said I would be there, too, and I'm not a commie.
Right. And again, if you happen to be at if you hang out with the commies at the wrong time, you will get your head busted, too. You will not see me hanging out with the commies.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that I sure hope the commies don't win because I know what the commies want. What the commies want is people like me with their heads on pikes.
Hmm.
Like, that is the whole story out there.
Don't know, you're not there, but go ahead, keep speculating.
That's the story as it's being purported in the news out there.
Really?
You listen to BLM.
A story about them wanting to put
BLM
heads on pikes?
BLM isn't just a movement, it's an organization. It puts out information, and that information is terrifying.
You said they wanted to put heads on pikes? That's an actual story?
Not an actual heads on actual pikes.
So. But they did put a pig's head on a pike.
These you know, you can imagine what would happen if some group like this did something like that in Arkansas. It wouldn't go over real well. Because
and that's what I'm saying about all of this, is that I believe that this is the precursor. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I think this is the precursor. Al Gore said there were two Americas, and now I believe him.
Hmm.
All right? I think there are two Americas. I think those Americas are split. And I think the split really has to do with where you live. It's a demographic issue, in so much as it's city folks against country folks.
That sounds like geographic rather than demographic.
Right. Geography is part of demographic.
Well,
fine.
Okay.
It's geographic, demographic, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that there will be this, you know, perhaps a conflict. It sounds like some people want conflict out there. And all I'm saying is, hey, y'all, keep it in the city, and everything's going to be fine.
Okay.
Right.
Bring it out to the country, you're going to have dead city folks.
Steve, go ahead.
Fort Smith, Arkansas is the second largest city in the state. All right, we only have 80,000 folks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a really, I mean, it's a big town,
yeah,
but it's not Oklahoma City. It's not Little Rock. It's
right.
Not, you know, it's, and so it's small enough to where there's still, now, don't get me wrong, there is a lot of libtards running around Fort Smith, Arkansas that, you know, and here's what kills me. They want to say, oh, well, Antifa is not an organization. It's just anyone who doesn't want fascism. Well, look. I don't know very many people, if any, that want fascism, but don't throw me in the group of Antifa, because
right,
that is not who I align myself with. Yeah, I don't want fascism either. I want to be able to go to a restaurant, and if that restaurant allows smoking, go to a different one, because I don't want to be at a restaurant where people are smoking. But don't make a law that says, oh, well, no restaurants can have cigarettes. I mean,
see, that's a very libertarian position that you have there, Steve.
Okay, well, and that's, don't insult my intelligence enough to make me not get to choose where I want to go eat, where I want to spend my money. You know,
I agree
with you guys on a lot of the stuff that I hear, but you know, the whole legalized drugs thing. I mean, are we talking all drugs?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I believe that drugs contain their own consequences. It's legal to drink bleach. It's legal to drink alcohol. Gasoline. Those things will take care of. Those problems will take care of themselves.
Yeah. This is a whole other conversation, Steve. We should have it another time. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Because
this is one of the biggest changes, and we touched on this last night, that could be made within the system as it exists to really dramatically reduce the tyrannical aspect of the police, and that is to end the war on drugs, to stop enforcing victimless crimes. Hour two is coming.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.